Miss Tricot.
Did you know the oldest site in the world is found in Indonesia? Precisely from Muna Regency, South Sulawesi. The site is called Kagapi Rokolope or Kagapi Kolope, which is made from dried sweet potato leaves, then woven with pineapple fiber. Quoted from warisankebudayaan.kemdikbud.go.id, Kagapi Kolope was found 4,000 years ago. Evidence of this old game can be seen in an ancient painting made in a historical cave called Sugipatani in Liangkabori village. The painting describes people playing kites. Since then, kites have developed and become a traditional game among Indonesian children. What about in your country? Many people still fly kites? Comment down below.
Tetap pada pendirian.
Febrian, aku bertahan or I survive. And hopefully all of us can survive from any difficulties in life, including from extreme weather. As the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency reminds all parties to stay alert on the potential extreme weather that is still going on ahead of and during Idul Fitr 1446 Hijri. And it also may affect economy. How does it affect Indonesia's economy? Get details with an Indonesian economist, Gunawan Benjamin.
The biggest risk of extreme weather is damage to that not only biggest material losses, but also claimed life. These lost material losses will generally be a burden of the victim. However, if the scale of the destruction is very large, it will disrupt the country's finances. Extreme weather will also disrupt the rate of distribution of goods and services. The price of a number of goods and services will become more expensive at the consumer level when the extreme weather occurs. However, at the producer level, extreme weather will trigger harvest delays and harm producers such as farmers or ranchers. This will generally be experienced by areas that are being hit by extreme weather. Even on a certain scale of damage that causes business access to extensive business losses and is difficult to repair, that weather has the potential to cause business actors to go bankrupt, which in the end, extreme weather has the potential to trigger an increase in the number of poor people or unemployment. The continued impact of extreme weather is the disruption of daily economic activities such as disruption to obtaining public facility services, disruption of access to the workplace, access to basic needs such as electricity, basic food needs, education, health, or a number of other daily needs.
Listener, for more details, check out VOI Talk Indonesia's Weather Risk and Realities on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Kutatap wajahmu, tanpa ragu-ragu, ku mulai tertipu. Oh, inilah cinta pertama bagi diri ini. Hati kita berdua, oh, inilah cinta pertama bagi diri ini. Setiap saat, ku lukis sebagai sayang nyata.
coba mengerti. Coba mengerti.
Enjoying a cup of coffee at Coffee Plantation is certainly very special. More special if coffee seeds are directly picked from the tree. Nada Regency in Flores is the main producer of Bajawa coffee seeds. Although the Regency is only a small region, Nada people commit to build their village through the superiority of Flores Bajawa Arabica coffee. When met in the Bajawa Flores Coffee Conquered the World event, which was recently held in Jakarta, Nada Regent Paulo Soliwa expressed his dream to develop coffee plantation in Nada Regency to be an agrotourism. We give examples of tourism in Bolobolo is hill on the clouds. On the slope, there is Flores Arabica coffee plantation. We want to open cafes. Our dream is to make coffee plantation as agro-tourism. How people pick the coffee seeds, it's processed until it becomes coffee that is ready to be brewed and drink at the plantation. The dream of Nada region is welcomed by the Agriculture Ministry.
Kita dukung, artinya dengan program kita, kita perkuat apa yang sudah mereka rencanakan.
We support the idea through our program. We strengthen what they have planned. The superiority is Arabica coffee. Let's promote Bajawa Flores Arabica coffee, not only as commodity, but also as agro-tourism. We have conveyed its technique to be able to connect our program at the Agriculture Ministry. Over there, it is built nursery, plantation of seed source, and also replanting. We expand it because they have big potential. In the infrastructure context, we also collaborate with Director General PSE for its machine to make its processing more efficient. The support revealed by Director General of Plantation Agriculture Ministry, Dr. Insinyur Kasdi Subagiono, succeeded to raise the spirit of Nada people to promote their tourism destination and superiority products. Regent Paulus also said that most foreign and domestic tourists who come to Ngada Regency are interested in coffee and culture as well as natural tourism in the region. Ngada Regency has various beautiful tourism destinations such as beach, lake, waterfall, hill, mountain, and hot springs. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder. Thank you for listening.
Word of the day. National independence is not the end, but people's freedom of creativity is the main goal. A quote by Sultan Syahrir. Sultan Syahrir is the first Prime Minister of Indonesia, known as a freedom fighter, diplomat, and thinker with a crucial role in fighting for independence. This one of the founding fathers has great patriotism, nationalism, and care for the people. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
For today's sound.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mesmerized. Yes, anyone will be mesmerized looking at the expanse of white sandy beach with crystal clear sea water, framed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Pulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harjarang, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a headland, some caves, and natural wells.
Ya, kalau pantai Pulisan, di sini kita selain punya pasir
putih. As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. There are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing.
Para leluhur yang ada di desa Pulisan ini, mereka datang di sini mengambil airnya di situ, Tanjung Pulisan itu. Selain itu, kita juga di sini punya.
In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor or Pastor Stone Beach because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has savanna, Teletubbies Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Karena di sini juga selain kita punya pantai putih.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is a natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
Yang sebelah itu punya bukit Teletubbies.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Nah, sehingga kita juga di sini menyiapkan.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So, we prepare the facilities for boat transportation.
Jadi kita menyiapkan sarana untuk transportasi perahu.
Pulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable.
especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Bulisan are in a very good condition because they are kept sustainable. Ben Har said, Bulisan Tourist Village formed a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Bulisan, including its coral reefs.
Iya, jadi kita juga di sini kita membentuk juga
yes.
Tim rescue yang namanya.
So we also formed a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We formed a rescue team. So we gathered several young people in this village. We trained them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Bulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility, so that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Bulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for macro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
Kita akan lakukan pelatihan untuk para pelaku.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with their regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
Rasa cintaku, cintaku padamu. Rasa cintaku, cintaku padamu. Hanyalah di dalam
mimpi. No, this is not just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Bulisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you have just heard. According to the Bulisan Tourist Village Head, Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Bulisan Village community.
Kalau Keroncong Mama ini memang sudah menjadi budaya sebetulnya.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Bulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa. North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Four Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Kita mengangkat juga salah satu budaya ini yaitu Keroncong Mama.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatilima, leader of a Keroncong Mama group, explained, "Now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Keroncong Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture."
Alangkah baiknya dengan musik tradisional seperti ini.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Tapi ya menghibur kepada mereka.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Keroncong Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilets, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait long. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari jo, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
I've been away. Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak. As one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta, Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of the sate klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of sate klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of the sate. For one serving of sate klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, right?
VOA listener, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Peuyeum Bandung. The song tells a story of a dish called Tapai Bandung or Peuyeum Bandung in Sundanese. According to the lyrics, Tapai or Peuyeum Bandung is well known in both villages and towns. The main ingredient is cassava and its price is affordable. All circles in Bandung, both parents and children love Tapai Bandung. Well, listener, if you cannot taste it yet, let's listen to the song Peuyeum Bandung by Nini Meida. Happy listening.
Mana di kampung di kampung
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Newsline. Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono and French Ambassador to Indonesia Fabien Fenon discussed strengthening bilateral strategic partnership in the 75th year of diplomatic relations between the two countries. The visit is expected to further strengthen cooperation in various fields, including defense, trade and investment, energy transition, and digital economy. Minister Sugiono, according to a written statement from the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, received on Wednesday, made the statement. The subsidiary company of Indonesian state-owned electricity company PT PLN Indonesia Power is targeting an increase in electricity capacity of more than 2,000 megawatts in 2025 in order to support national energy independence. President Director of PLN Indonesia Power, Edwin Nugraha Putra, said PLN Indonesia Power has a total net power capacity of electricity supply of more than 19.5 gigawatt, which drives Indonesia's economic growth even faster. According to him, PLN Indonesia Power will also continue to innovate by utilizing new and renewable energy to realize sustainable energy independence, as well as optimizing the green booster of the energy transition by utilizing biomass to reduce coal use. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Respect. destination. In a panoramic fishing town of Labuan Bajo. A perfect retreat for peace and tranquility. And for those who seek adventure. Amazing dive sites. Magnificent underwater.